Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's nothing more you can leave behind, so forget about seeing, get into your mind. Anything looks better when the world's flat. Grab a fork, make it first attack. Lights out! Look, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Put a pen in your hand, poke your eyes out. I can't see too well, what's it all about?
Well, I don't know, man, did you poke your eyes out?
Good thing, I did it today. It's time to get hip to the lights out way. Lights out!
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name is Will Koontz. Anna Hummel joining in just a second. You can get in touch with the show pretty easy. You can go to HMBRadio.com. You can go sign up for the email list there. Hey, you never know when you're going to get pulled offline, brother. Brothers, sisters, babies, them, theirs, theys. Everywhere, all over the town, the world, the city, everywhere. we got pulled off YouTube, kind of, not really. The last live stream got pulled off of YouTube because, well, let me talk with Anna about that. I'll save that for a second. Let me just remind you, go sign up for the email list. I only email you once, twice, three times a year max. I understand you don't want junk email, so if I email you about something, you can be assured that it's something that you might enjoy, or, you know, who knows what it could be. Just go do it. HMBRadio.com, put your email in, your junk email, and, you know, get your two emails a year from HMB Radio. 813-693-2124. That's a way you can get in touch with the show. You can leave a voice or text message over there. You can get in contact with us via social media, at least me, at @home_made_man, Instagram and Twitter, and facebook.com/HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete's Radio St. Pete on everything. You'll find it, STPETE, and follow those accounts over there. Now, before we get started, I want to mention one thing. Got some sad news. Well, very sad news. If you're a Buccaneers fan, we're getting ready for the first game next week, September 11th in Dallas as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady take on Dak Prescott and whoever the hell the Cowboys have on their team right now. I'm expecting a tough game. Cowboys always, you know, they're hyped every year to go to the Super Bowl, and the Bucs are hyped to go to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I don't want to say this is an easy win because it certainly is not, but I don't know. We'll see, right? That's all you can say. I think the Bucs are going to win, though. Even without their star center, Ryan Jensen, I think that Tom Brady and crew will get it done. That's just my prediction. I'm just throwing it out there. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know anything. I'm just saying. I'm looking forward to it. But we got some sad news. Former defensive end, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for many years and a little bit for the New York Jets, I believe, for one season. He died. He passed away over the weekend from leukemia, I believe. He's only 48 years old. Warren Sapp sent out some, you know, shared the news and condolences, shared his condolences on Twitter. It said, rest in peace, Steve White, and your number 94 in your program, but number one in our hearts. The Eagles drafted White out of Tennessee University in the sixth round of the 1996 draft, but Philadelphia waived him in the preseason. He was signed by Tampa Bay. White would go on to play in 94 NFL games, accumulating 119 tackles and 11.5 sacks. His highlight came in the 1999 NFC Divisional Playoffs when he registered 7 tackles, 2 sacks, and 1 forced fumble against Washington. The 2 sacks totaled 20 yards, and his forced fumble led to Tampa Bay's go-ahead touchdown in the 14-13 win. For his performance, White was named Defensive Player of the Week. Really sad news. So condolences to Steve White's family and to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization. Lost a good one. And just a reminder, this program does air for the time being as a live stream on YouTube. It's also on Rumble. Somebody asked me if I considered Rumble as an alternative platform, and yes, I have. And the videos are also posted to Rumble. If you don't watch live and don't want to support YouTube, I don't necessarily blame you if you don't want to do that. But it is the biggest platform there is, and you don't have to be on it. You're certainly welcome to not be on it, but it's a good idea to be on it at least while you can. So go to willsyoutube.com, click the bell, you'll get notified when we go live on Wednesdays. I don't know, 5:15 ish. It's been anywhere from 6 to 4:15. I'm kind of at the mercy of Anna when she can do these things. So go subscribe, click the bell, and you'll get the notification. So there's no guesswork. It'll come up on your phone. Supposedly it will anyways that we're live. And you can listen to and enjoy and interact with the show. So do that. Without further ado, let's get Anna in here. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man. So good to see you. How are you?
Good. Do I look younger?
You do. You look like you got some skin like peeled off your face or something. You look extra shiny today.
Oh, perfect. Because I got some Botox on Monday.
Did you now?
Yeah, some more.
Oh, my gosh. This is not your first time. You did this once before?
Yeah, it only lasts about 3 months. So I'm going to start going in on a more regular basis. I was told by my mother to start as early as possible because it's a lot easier to just kind of maintain than it is to start at like 55 and try to, you know, get to where you need to be. So she said start as early as possible.
That's a good idea. I like it. And the process, does it hurt aside from the needle? Or is it you don't feel any? I mean, this is a...
Yeah.
It's a bacteria, Botox, right?
The botulism, I think so, yeah, where it paralyzes the muscle. But, yeah, the only thing that it hurts is just the where they inject a little pinch. But, you know, nothing I'm actually a paper tiger, so, you know, I have to just kind of be a man about it and not bitch out and just know that I'm going to be so happy with the results like I was last time. But it's nothing dramatic, as you can probably see, but I feel like I look more rested, I guess, even though I'm not.
Oh, that's, I mean, look, the illusion. Man up is a good piece of advice even for women. I think everybody should follow that credence, and their life would be better. So good. Yeah, you look great. Good for you. So I had we had one thing happen where the last live stream was removed completely from YouTube, and I'm afraid now to say even certain keywords, because obviously they're picking up on certain algorithms, certain patch speech patterns. But we got in trouble for denying who won the presidency.
The race.
Yes. But now we didn't do anything. All I did was read a chat log that Meta's anti-Semitic ass robot was spewing out, and it was obsessed with that presidential race. I didn't say anything. I got a notification from YouTube to my Gmail account that said, we removed your video and we gave you a warning, and your next warning will be a strike against your channel. You get three strikes and you're kicked off the platform. So there was an option to appeal it, and I had talked to my friend Ali about it. He has Zebra Corner and paid vacation, and I said, have you ever had any luck, you know, saying that this is not right and appealing the decision and it actually going in your favor? He goes, no, it's, you're done. Once you get that strike or that you know, whatever warning, you got it. So I decided to do my best, and there was a link to appeal that decision, and I did, and I put the news story, the New York Post story, in it, and I said I was just reading what this racist-ass chatbot was spewing out, and then it was given a lobotomy, and now it just asks what kind of dogs you like. We talked about it. You can go listen to that episode if you want at willspodcast.com. And the I figured that would be good enough as clarification and context to get the warning removed. But I got a response back pretty fast from YouTube, and they said, you still got a warning. So I guess we got to be really careful about what to talk about. I don't want to get kicked off YouTube. Like, I kind of do. I think it would be kind of cool to get kicked off YouTube, but also, I mean, look, there's other competitors. Like, somebody said, do you have Rumble? And we do. I cross-post this video to Rumble, so it's on Rumble.
Doesn't have the same amount of eyes that YouTube does.
Correct. I mean,
don't even know what Rumble is. Everybody knows where YouTube is.
Right. I mean, it's just the biggest thing in town. So I want to be on it. I think it'd be funny if I got kicked off, and I assume eventually I will be kicked off. But, you know, I'm trying my best to, like, I didn't say it. I was just, context doesn't matter.
They don't care. Yeah, context doesn't matter.
Which I'm a little concerned about, because I have some imagery that I'm going to put up in one of the first stories we're going to be talking about today. And I'm worried that it's going to get flagged for, you know, just stuff. But we'll see. I don't know. So we might get our first strike against the channel. We'll see. I hope not. I really want to be on YouTube because I think it's kind. It's not the only game in town, but I mean, it really is.
It's the main game in town.
It is the main game in town. There's other ones. There's Rumble. There's one called Odyssey that's built on a blockchain. What I don't like about that is it never goes away. Like, I don't think you can delete it. So once that video goes up and it posts, I'm pretty sure it's just there. It's on a blockchain now, and you can't really get rid of it, which I don't like. I mean, that's good, kind of, that it's there, and it can never be removed, but also, what about...
Like, you should be able to remove it if you want to as the creator.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, if I'm embarrassed by it in a few years, which I've been embarrassed by most of my content that I put out over the years, I'd like the ability to delete it. But I guess it's really true that once it's on the internet, period, that it's, you know, it's there somewhere. Even if it's not in your account, it's somewhere. Anyway, okay. So that happened, and then I had an incident. I really thought about, like, I thought it was funny what happened today, but I'm really ashamed of myself. For real.
Ooh, do tell.
And it was an embarrassing thing that happened, and I hurt myself. Okay, so it's hurting me to sit down right now.
Because you fell.
I didn't fall. I did not fall. I did something that you and I have talked about before. It's something that... So being a nighttime person, you don't have this problem anymore, but being a nighttime radio personality, there's little perks to working at the radio station. Pay, not one of them, in most cases. But there are certain things you get. You can get, like, concert tickets sometimes, like shows. You can go to shows for free. I don't, because usually I'm working at night when the shows are happening. But that's a thing. There's, what other kind of perks are there? There's, like promo stuff that's put out. You get, like, shirts and stuff like that. And oftentimes...
bring a pizza at night. People used to bring us pizza at night. I don't know if that's still a thing.
That's not a thing. That hasn't happened probably since you've been gone. But yes, there was a few times where we were brought hot, fresh pizza, too. Now, oftentimes, there's food that gets brought during the day.
That's left over.
When people are there, it's nice and hot and fresh. And over the day, it sits out in that little break room there. And oftentimes, you want to eat it, and you don't, because it's been out for... who knows how long, at least probably since lunchtime. And I get there about 8 hours later. So it's probably sitting there around, I mean, best case scenario, 7 hours by the time I get to it. So usually I just go, oh, it's a shame. And a lot of times it's like good stuff. It's delicious things that, man, if only somebody would have put this in a fridge, you know, for the night people, that would have been great. But it's usually always trashed, and it looks bad by the time you get to it. Now, there was this Taco Dirty came in. You love Taco Dirty. I love Taco Dirty. Go check
it. Like, so much. Like, it might be my number one place right now that I like to go to. It's always good.
Right.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you love it. I love it. And they came in and brought food into the station. And... I was looking around, and there was one item that I cannot resist, which is the fried broccoli.
Yes. Yes, it's so good.
It's so freaking good. If you haven't been to Taco Dirty yet, you got to go and get the fried broccoli. It's so good.
And the mole noodles, but the fried broccoli is supreme. Yeah.
Right. So I kind of look at it, and I go, man, there's a full tray of this broccoli. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this has been here for so long.
Just heat it up. It'll kill the germs. Like, you're so good.
That's eventually the rationale that I came to was, you know what? I'll just microwave the hell out of it, air fry it. You know, I got an air fryer at home. This is going to be – it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. And I was talking to JR just before we were going, and he had, like, two plates of, like, chicken. He's like, yeah, it's chicken. I'm going to take it home. And I went, yeah, just microwave the crap out of it. You'll be all right. So I took the broccoli home. I put it in the air fryer yesterday, and I had it for lunch. My concern was this is going to make me ill. And it's a valid concern because food shouldn't be out more than a few hours. But I seem to be okay. A little gassy later in the day.
Could be the broccoli being broccoli.
It could be broccoli being broccoli. So I didn't really take it didn't scare me. But the next,
concerned.
I woke up in the morning and I had to poo so bad. So I got up this morning, I did my thing. It was a little more harsh than usual, but I just, you know, I didn't really think too much of it. I get my running shorts on. I begin to run, and as I'm starting to move around a little bit, I gotta make a tootie. So I went ahead and just let it go. And there's no sound came from this toot. And then I kind of felt a little bit of moisture. And I said, well, look, I'm doing the David Goggins thing, and I'm going for my run. I'm going to finish this thing. And it turned out when I got home that I sharted. I sharted myself. after
white gym shorts?
No, I had black shorts on, thankfully. Okay. Thank God. And my underwear is black too. So I was checking I had to clean myself up when I got home, and it was pretty bad. And and in fact, it wasn't only, you know, the poo, but also there is red in it. Whatever acid came out of my backside burned my butt cheeks so bad that it was bleeding. And that was a little disturbing. So I'm having a hard time sitting right now. I just scorched my butt cheeks with whatever broccoli gas, you know, that I put inside of my body.
Yeah, good. It gave you bloody farts.
Yeah.
And you sharted.
Yeah. And it hurts right now. It hurts me. And then, you know what I did when I got home after I cleaned myself up and got new clothes on and was nice and fresh again, and I put some cream on my scorched cheeks to try to soothe the pain. I heated up more broccoli.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, do or die. You know, and that is a testament to how good that broccoli is. Because at the end of the day, when all this happened, you go, worth it. So good.
I just, as I was heating it up, I said, none of this animal goes to waste. And, you know, now my stomach hurts right now as we speak. I'm going to hope for the best.
Can you fart on cue or no?
I probably could, but I'd be too afraid to right now. Okay. I feel like you've lost
trust in yourself.
I'm playing with a loaded gun right now. Let's just say that. And, I'm afraid of what would happen. I don't want to ruin these shorts because I like these shorts, but
okay.
I should have just thrown it away, but it's so good and it was free. So,
you have to do what you have to do.
We'll see what tomorrow brings. I don't know. I'm a little afraid, but we'll see.
Yeah, you should be.
You work out. You ever poo your pants when you're working out?
No, I've actually never sharted myself.
Really?
And I'd be honest about it.
I know you would. Me.
Yeah, a couple months ago I had explosive diarrhea. There was something about the Howard Franklin. As soon as I got on the Howard Franklin, every time for over a course of 3 days, I immediately had to go to the bathroom. And it didn't go from like, oh, I can kind of feel it. It went from I don't feel anything to absolutely urgent in about 90 seconds. So I don't know what that was from. I'm much like you, do not like putting any food to waste. So I feel like I kind of did myself dirty because I probably had food that was just probably a little too old, like produce or something. But I'm like, I don't want to waste it. It's okay. I'll be fine. And I think that I ended up poisoning myself. That is my theory because I'm a very regimented person, very routine person. So I don't really eat like a lot of new foods on a daily basis. And this happened during the week when I'm eating the same thing every day. So my theory is either there was something on like some produce, like a bacteria that I ate that didn't agree with me, or I just ate something that was a little too old. But much like you, I'm like, dude, I bought it. You buy it, you eat it. That's how that goes.
It's funny, you know, there's a lot of talk right now about there's no difference between men and what's a woman, you know, that type of stuff. Men and women are the same. I think just the amount of diarrhea that men have compared to women and bathroom emergencies that men have compared to women is a good example about how men and women are different. I mean, same species, but definitely different.
No. Much like domestic violence with men, it just goes unreported. You understand?
Oh, you think so?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Like you said, you don't really like, oh, if I sharted, I would tell you, and I believe that you would, because you're one of the, as far as women go, that you're one of the more, I mean, not only person, but for a woman too, more, I don't know, open about things of that nature.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe a girl has like a story or two, but men have multiple stories about destroying underwear from their bottoms and things that come out of their bottoms. It's like every guy has war stories about, you know, bathroom stuff that women just don't seem to have.
Well, I also think that there's a difference in terms of risk taking. Maybe it's really the testosterone, because you think about men and women drivers, you know, men tend to drive more recklessly. They tend to drive faster, all that sort of stuff. So they're into taking chances. They're more into risk taking. I think women are a lot more cautious, a lot more defensive. And that's not just with driving, but in life and farting in general. You know, so maybe we go, I don't know about this, where you are willing to take the chance because testosterone is coursing through your veins. So that is what I would say, is that men are higher risk takers. And a lot of people have attributed this to the fact that men live a lot, that women outlive men often. And that's because men engage in more risky behaviors throughout their life history.
Like eating 20 hot wings and then going to the mall.
Like women go, I think that may not agree with me, where you would just be like, F it.
Yeah. And I've done that many times, and I looked exactly like that while I did it. There is I probably told this story once before, and Kevin says that he's got stories. Please, yeah, leave. Those are always a hit, no matter what. Your war stories as far as the bathroom and poo goes, hilarious every time. 813-693-2124. Yeah, please do, Kevin. I don't know if I ever told this story, but my friend Mike had I know I told it on the radio. He was doing the low-carb Atkins diet. And he was Christmas shopping at Tyrone Mall, and he was just eating beef jerky and Diet Coke. That was it. And working out, and he was looking good. He was dropping weight and everything. So he has to use the bathroom. Obviously, this did a number on his tum-tum. It's Christmas shopping at the mall, like, really before internet shopping kind of took off. So there's a line. I remember there being lines for the bathroom. There were so many people at the mall during this time. So he's like, it's an emergency, I can't wait. Runs to his car, gets in, hops the curb, goes to the gas station across the street, goes, please, I need to use your bathroom. They go, customers only. He buys Diet Coke and beef jerky, and they give him the key, and he leaves the stuff on the counter, runs to the toilet, starts to pull down his pants, and starts spraying out of his backside, covers the toilet, doesn't even sit down on the bowl, just misses the whole thing. And he didn't really know what to do at that point, so he just left his underwear, put his pants on, and left the key in the bathroom and just left the Diet Coke and the beef jerky. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that poor employee that walked into that. I think I would have just quit at that point and said, I'm going to go work at another gas station.
That's how that goes, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think a woman has ever done anything close to that as far as the bathroom goes.
You'd probably be surprised. I haven't had a situation like that. I've had some close calls, but, you know, I've walked into many a public women's restroom before, and I was often met with surprises that were, you know, unpleasant. And you go, what in the hell? And, you know, with women, you also have to factor in the blood thing, the period. So you'll often see a lot of diarrhea and blood in a bowl. I've seen that a lot. I've seen tampons on the floor. So we have our own things that make us, you know, I don't want to say equally disgusting, but disgusting in our own way.
I'm trying to think what would be, I mean, menstrual blood is pretty bad. As far as being gross, but I think it's not as gross. Definitely not anywhere close to poo.
Well, I'm saying like what you get is the combination of two.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes you get the combination. They kind of roll together because when you're on your period often, especially at the beginning, and you're experiencing cramping, and it's your uterus contracting, but that same hormone just kind of affects the whole area. So it often causes your colon to contract as well. So you'll just be bleeding and pooping.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So so maybe you're right. Maybe it's just underreported. But I always just assume that women don't do those types of things and they only poop once a week. But I learned something new today.
That's a cute fantasy. And maybe it is like that for some people. But I eat a very fibrous diet and I eat a lot of greens. And stuff like that. And so I'm a pretty regular gal. Amen.
Well, if you got any poo stories, please, 813-693-2124. I'd love to hear them. I'll play them on the next podcast. All right, let's get to our story this week. We may just have time for this. Anna, you're Jewish. I'm sort of Jewish, not really, but definitely by blood. You're full-blown. Question for you. Nazis, thoughts?
I'm going to say like a thumbs down probably.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just curious, you know, because there's Nazis in Pinellas County, apparently. The Pinellas County's sheriff's office has confirmed that deputies responded August 27 to an incident involving Nazi symbolism and inflammatory banners displayed on the Pinellas Trail overpass at the intersection of Tyrone Boulevard and Park Street. A video taken Saturday shows a group of six identified people holding a Nazi flag and anti-abortion banners to get the attention of passing motorists. Sergeant Amanda Sinney, public information officer with the PCSO, told the Catalyst in an email that after the group, that the group was not yelling or utilizing microphones and did not affix flags or banners to the fence. After deputies responded to the scene, the subjects left the overpass and entered a large parking lot nearby. There was no reports of criminal activity and no violations were observed. No one was taken into custody. And I don't listen. I think this is fake.
Okay.
I think it's hard to say, right? Because there was an incident with, there was that group, what's Charlie Kirk's group?
Turning Point USA.
Turning Point. So there was they had a convention in Tampa.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there was like these kinds of people that showed up with the same flags covering their faces. And he made the claim I heard on he did a podcast with Michael Malice, and his claim was that these were actually like literally like a false flag type of thing, where it was actually people who would be on the left side of the spectrum that were carrying these flags. He said the flags were all new, fresh out of the package. All their clothing was brand new, had creases in it. And it seems like if you're like into that lifestyle, like you probably have some good retro stuff, you know? So I'm a little dubious of this, and it really bothers me that nobody's looked into this. I saw the Catalyst report on it, and I also saw Creative Loafing reported about it. They didn't, they just go, we got these photos. So here it is. There's Nazis in St. Petersburg. I'm a little dubious of that. What do you think?
It's hard to tell what's real anymore. I mean, there have been situations in the past with like Antifa posing as right wingers to cause controversy, false flag, terrorism, things like that. So it's really difficult to know what's going on. But honestly, this doesn't, even if it was real, it doesn't scare me or really upset me at all, which I think maybe is that a problem that I just don't care? Like if they were, you know, sitting outside of my house with guns calling for me to come outside, I might have, you know, some qualms about them, but if they just have racist ideas, like, great. That's living in America. Good for you. You should be able to have your ideas, even if I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of people I don't agree with. I don't think that they should keep quiet, although I wish they would. But, you know, I'm not going to stop them. I don't care about hate speech. I don't even think that there is such a thing. So, you know, if you're having... if that's what brings you joy in your little sad, you know, heartless life, then by all means, like, do it. There's black pride. There should be white pride. I don't care. So it doesn't upset me at all. In fact, like, I would like to hear from these people. Maybe they have some good points.
That's the whole thing, though. It's like, why doesn't anybody go talk to them? And it's like, and now we kind of got that that mind frame of, oh, well, you're platforming them. But I want to, like, the art of war, one of the rules is know your enemy. Like, Geraldo, Jerry Springer, Phil Donahue in the 90s had these people on all the time, real deal ones, yeah. like the grand poobah of the Klan and, you know, all these neo-Nazis and stuff. And then they would have... I remember Geraldo, there's a famous clip. He had, like, the Jewish Defense League and then neo-Nazis, and then they got in a big fight, and I think Geraldo got a chair thrown at him, broke his nose, and it was great television. But now it's like, if you talk to these people, then you're platforming them. But you don't really know what's going on unless you talk to him. I know that dude Charlie Kirk was saying that they're using Dinesh D'Souza's technology of phone pinging. They're going to try to figure out who these people were at the event. And I don't know. What did you say?
Oh, because they thought they were like plants.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not like this is unfounded. Remember the Lincoln Project guys put the Charlottesville people with the tiki torches and sent them to Glenn Youngkins, who's now the governor of Virginia's event? Do you remember that?
No. I mean, I remember the Charlottesville deal, but not what you just referenced.
Well, they put people in costume, in the same costumes that the Charlottesville dudes were wearing, and sent them to an event for Glenn Youngkin. So it's not like this is unfounded. I mean, they've done this before. And I mean, it looks, if you just look at it from at its surface, it looks bad, right? You go like, this is not good. Things are getting worse. And there's, you know, people with these beliefs. And I mean, you know, there's always people with these beliefs, but they feel comfortable, you know, getting it out there. But they got their face covered, so they're not that comfortable doing this stuff. And I just wish that some journalist that it's their job would go be like, hey, what's your name? What are you doing? And you would think they would be eager to talk too. But nobody seems to be doing that. So it's got me a little, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see on this one before I jump to conclusions.
No, I think it's actually a really good point you made about this transition in our society from getting out bad ideas by exposing people versus shutting them up, quieting them. And then, which kind of emboldens them in a way, because then people go, oh, you know, the people like me and you, conspiracy. Oh, well, you know, if they're quieting them, then they must have something important. They must know something. And then it kind of causes more intrigue because they can't use any platform as an outlet. So you become curious, and you actually, I would say that it makes the public more curious when you start canceling people, because people want to hear what canceled people have to say. Suddenly you become more famous. Like, Andrew Tate was on his way up and was super famous. He got canceled from everything. And I would argue that that made him more famous, because that was the first time I saw him in Drudge Report or New York Post. Or then everybody was talking, did a reaction video to, oh, Andrew Tate was canceled. Is this good? Is this bad? That, what do you think that's doing? That's making him more popular. Persona non grata. Everybody wants to know who this guy is. Why, you know, it makes him this untouchable taboo, which intrigues people. I say, give everybody a platform. This whole, like, I remember when Richard Spencer went to, I think it was UF, and everyone was trying to shut him down. It's like, let the man get out his ideas. People view ideas like it's COVID, right? Like, if you hear them, you'll catch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people think. It's like, well, if you are firmly rooted in your beliefs of not being a racist, then hearing a racist talk isn't going to do anything to you. It's your... you're immune, if I could use that word. Mm-hmm. So let them get it out. Everybody hears how dumb the idea is, and then they go away. You know, that's how you get the wind out of their sails, by just letting them scream until they're tired, not shutting them up, you know? So
yeah, I think it's just important, like I said, know your enemy. And I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with Alex Berenson today. And he said when he was going, not that Joe Rogan needs any help, but when he was going through his cancellation that, you know, failed miserably, he gained 2 million more subscribers during that time. And it's like you said, it's a Streisand effect where, why are you trying to shut this down? What's going on here? And then people start looking into it, and then they go, oh, this guy is actually kind of cool. And so it actually has it's counterintuitive thinking, which a lot of people have problems with, I mean, in their day-to-day lives. But certainly with stuff like this. So I don't know. I'd be so curious. I wish there was some curious party. I don't have the time to do it, but I would love to track these people down, find out where they're going to be, talk to them, bring a camera down there, and see exactly what's happening. Because I just got a bad, like the in that Catalyst story, it was like the person who commented was a guy that's running for Congress, Eric Lynn, the Democratic candidate for District 13. I guess we'd be going against Luna, Ana Paulina Luna. He's the one who tweeted out the video and said, like, oh, my God, this is terrible. We must condemn all this anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, But now I'm dubious because, like I said, this isn't the first time somebody's done this for political gain, and Glenn Youngkin with the Charlottesville stuff was a good example of that. So I don't know. I mean, I'm certainly not going to jump to conclusions on it, but my gut says something's funky here about this.
That's really un-American. I mean, if you want to be racist in this country, you should be able to be racist, or, I mean, at least have racist ideas, or even espouse racist ideas. You know, yeah, obviously there's some rules and regulations in terms of, like, hiring and firing and things like that, but as a person, a citizen of this country, you should be able to have and hold any ideas that you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody physically. So, I mean, okay. And let's move on to something that actually affects people. If they're just yelling racist stuff, what are they really even doing? Are they, you know, burning down black people's houses and shooting Jews in the street? Because if they're not, then who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like,
well,
so
what?
They yell, walk away. So whatever, dude. Like, I don't understand.
You know
we
what?
We want the price of groceries to go down. And yeah. We want cheap oil. That's what Americans want. We don't care about racism.
There's so many of these things that end up being fake, too. These, like, I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment, but my gut says something's funky about this. What happened to, like, punch these people? Like, why didn't anybody show up to beat them up? That's suspicious to me, too. And if some of these other groups, I don't even know if we have any of these groups around here, but, like, right-wing groups should go beat them up. And then that would just be an optics nightmare. For any sort of press that was covering it. But, you know, you don't want to advocate for people. I'm not advocating for violence. I'm just saying it would be funny and an optics nightmare for people. I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment, but my gut says something's funky about this, and I'd be so curious. Hopefully somebody does look into it, has the time, and figures out who these people are, because I want to know. I think it'd be cool to know.
Yeah, you know, we were actually spitballing ideas today on air. We have a pretty new member to our group who's our, like, I don't know if you'd really call him a videographer, more of like a video editor, I suppose. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Rhett.
Oh, yeah, I know Rhett, sure. Very well.
We were kind of brainstorming ideas of places we could send him to kind of do, like, on-the-street work, try to get right content, that sort of thing. And if anybody looks like a Nazi that works at the BRN, it's probably Rhett. He's been righted, to be honest with you. He's the whitest person I've ever met. So we were actually thinking about sending him on a cruise. We looked up the New Kids on the Block are having a 4-day cruise. And we looked at the hype video, and it was all like probably women divorced in their late 30s, early 40s, just atrocious, gross, gremlins, BMI of 200, like, gross. So we were like, we should send Rhett on this cruise, and, you know, maybe he could smash and, you know, get some great footage. We saw maybe one other man on the cruise in the video besides the guys on stage. So, I mean, the ratios were definitely in his favor. So we were just spitballing ideas of what we can make him do, but I think it would be a really good idea to have maybe Rhett go out there and maybe try to talk to these people.
That's a great idea. If I could figure out again, like, how do I find that? Because I would, if it's on a weekend and I have the time, I'll go do it. I got a nice fancy little camera now. I can go chit chat with some with some.
You could get a haircut. You know what I mean?
I could get my haircut back. Yeah, Kelly always made fun of me about that. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I don't know what. Do they have a Facebook group? I don't want to join the group because then I'm
maybe
definitely.
Maybe you should start punching things into your computer, Will. I mean,
yeah,
great when the CIA and the FBI come looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not good. Yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully either Rhett does it, or if I can figure out on a weekend, I'll go do it, and that'd be a great YouTube vid. It'll probably get me my second strike, but worth it. All right, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, you can watch this as a live stream on YouTube for the time being at willsyoutube.com. You can get the podcast at willspodcast.com or hmbradio.com. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, make sure you stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next. followed by the Indie Circuit. If you listen on podcast, thank you much. Please do tell a friend about it. Share it. Give it 5 stars wherever you listen to it. And I hope you have a great week. And I'll talk to you on the Johnny B Show, 8 to 10 p.m. for time being. Once again, long story. All right. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.